This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
What's up? We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. What's up? I am Taz. Andrew Bogus is sitting in with me right now. Moose is out. Hey, call the show if you'd like. Very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
That's a 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227. Call the show if you'd like. Talk about anything you want from sports and especially wrestling. We're going to hit wrestling this week. So anything with pro wrestling, no matter if it's AEW or WWE, old school ECW, old school WWF, whatever you want to do, call wrestling. Tell your friends, tell your families. We're talking some wrestling for the next few days right here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Not every segment, of course, just a little bit here and there. And if that bothers you, I'm sorry. I don't really care. If you're listening to the show on one of the great affiliates of CBS Sports Radio, and I love them across the country, hey, that's awesome. We appreciate that. Maybe you're listening on Sirius XM at channel 206, or maybe you're listening on radio.com on the or the CBS Sports app. Or the radio.com app, I should say. Those apps actually do work. Andrew Bogus, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Taz.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm glad you're being honest this morning.
I thought you were like, you're finally honest after 2 years.
No, Taz. Not finally, but that's a different level of honesty normally.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, not always, usually want to promote listening and stick around.
Right.
No, it's like, if you don't like it, deal with it. Move on.
But that's it right there. In my opinion, like, you know, to me, it's about entertainment. It's about content. We spitball sports all the time, wrestling, sports, entertainment, my history. And a lot of people that have listened to this show for 2 years are wrestling fans. You know, some aren't. Some are just sports fans. We Over Nation. So there's a good potpourri mixture of wrestling fans and just straight sports fans of some guys and girls that are wrestling and sports fans. So, you know, so we got a nice mixture of that. And we do have several good topics to talk about, like the Saints getting their victory, which was a blowout. We got to talk a little bit later on about Drew Brees and some of the, one of the great milestone he hit now in his career. But I do think I need to point out the top of the show here. Most people that follow social media, Taz and the Moose at social media, or my own social media, realize that I am I'm leaving the show. I'm moving on. So this is my last week on the show. And I made this decision, you know, weeks ago and was tossing back and forth. And so I'll get into on my own content on my podcast or social media over the next few weeks what my next steps are in my career. But the Taz Show, my wrestling podcast, is that'll live, might not live in the same spot it does, but for fans that download it, don't worry, you're going to get it in the same spot.
It's actually going to come as bonus content when you download the new basketball drives every week. Attached to that will be a new Taz Show.
So I'll...
if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So I'll be... Mike, we got to have, like... So I'm like... So I'm kind of like the sidecar to basketball drives?
Yeah, the B-side. Kind of...
yeah, we'll see. There's a vetting process. We'll see if you can get through.
The first 12 people to download this week's basketball drives also get a copy of the brand new Taz Show.
I'll need to see your download numbers, and then I'll decide.
That's actually a good idea. Maybe we flip it, but I hear you.
Football and Fabrics? How's that going?
Was it football?
And first aid.
Football, Fabrics, first aid. F. Hey, speaking of podcast, what was when you had the... the baseball.
Yeah, Bogus at the plate, yeah.
That was what it was. I told you the story when I walked. We were working Midtown, and you were doing that show.
In your studio, temple.
My studio. And I remember seeing this, I don't remember if it was like a cardboard cutout or a graphic or something, and it was Bogus at the plate.
Yeah.
And I looked at our producer at the time, Seth, God rest his soul, Seth Nyman. And
what number of deceased producer is he?
He was number one. He
was the original.
Yeah, he was the original.
He was the OG. Okay.
He outlasted all. He's still alive. You think he lives in the Himalayas somewhere.
It's like he's like Luke Skywalker. He's on a remote island where no one can find the far reaches of the galaxy, living in solitude post working on the Taz show.
I'm busting chops. He actually works in New York City. He works for Showtime, so he's doing good. So I'm busting his chops. But anyway, so I remember looking at Seth and saying, what the F is a bogus at the plate?
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
And he goes, it's just one of these jabronis they hired to do some content.
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% what it was.
I mean,
Andrew Bogish.
I liked nothing about the name of that show.
But then I did catch it a little bit, and I'm like, whoa, this guy's good. No, you were good, dude. You were really good. I mean, you were really good. Don't give yourself some credit. You were really good, seriously.
I didn't want my name in the show. I tried
how long
really,
did it last?
How long did it last? Like, I think into a second baseball season, and then when the splits happened between CBS and the radio and we moved apart, like only two podcasts survived that, like, I don't know what the correct business term was anymore, but mine was not important enough to move.
You remember
on.
What else survived?
One was like a girl who was on a Bravo show.
She
Stassi.
She's still doing great.
Yeah, and then
she's
another
doing
one
really
was
well. Just podcast though, no yeah, video. Yeah. She does really well.
And then it was another woman who I think was kind of like R&B music. I don't know. I didn't know enough about her to
Ratchel Bitsy.
No, I feel like that Rose was in her name somehow. So I don't know. But see how good of a company man I was.
Rosie. No,
it was not her.
Not that one.
No, that one didn't make it either.
Different one.
Yeah,
that one didn't make it either. So anyway, how about Ratchel Bitsy Rose? No,
that one never got off the ground.
Pete the Body Special. He downloads all her tracks. So anyway,
hey.
So like I said, so yeah, I'm gone. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving at the end of the week, and that's really it. I'm still going to remain friends with all three of you guys. So I love you guys. You know,
and you're going to follow me on Twitter still.
Yeah, I will still continue to follow Andrew Bogus on Twitter. Pete, not sure if I'm going to follow you. But Mikey B, I'll definitely follow. I have to.
He's your boss.
I'll be working for his podcast platform.
I mean, I'm going to mute you, but okay.
Yeah, let me driving.
I know.
On behalf of the three of us, me and Mikey B and Pete, let me thank you for letting us know what it's like to be important on Twitter last night, since you tagged us in your announcement tweet that then got retweeted and liked and replied to. Our mentions were going nuts almost never before.
Awesome. I didn't realize
that. And I'm assuming that's always what your Twitter is like. So thank you for letting us see what it's like to be important.
Well, you get one day in life, as they say, right?
No, truly
that's cool here. I can never tell you guys if you mean it or you're just being
Pete means it.
Heels. I had a great time here. And we're going to have fun the remaining few days here. And you know, I'm not one of these big send-off guys. I'm not a party guy.
We're going to do 4 days of send-off.
But we're going to do 4 days of
send-off. I cut Monday off because I'm a humble guy.
That came off really bad by me. Great observation.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my God. Send-off,
but if you want to call and tell me how great the last
two days.
Years, you've got 4 days. You want to talk about wrestling? If you remember my high school days, you saw me play a football game at Division II CW Post.
By the time I sacked the St. John's quarterback.
Right, remember that goon? You want to call me about that? You know the number. It's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Drew Brees, don't worry about his record. We can talk about that time I suplexed Bob Holly in Des Moines.
Yeah, he played for Merrimack. I would have sacked him in 1989.
Merrimack. That was great. Oh, my God. Oh, dude. I guess that's true. I didn't really. Well, look, how about Mike Francesa? What do you have, like a two-month send-off? How long was his send-off? I guess
he had a show in an auditorium.
That's tremendous.
At your alma mater.
At the Tillis Center, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, did you do all the production for that?
I have no comment.
What are you talking about?
You did go, though, didn't you? You and your dad went?
I did go to that, yes.
Were you in a
A tuxedo, yes.
No, were you official WFAN, seating section, or you just a regular person?
That night I was a WFAN mark.
You were?
Wow. Okay.
What are you, nuts?
Well, the thing is this. It's about me here, guys, for the next 4 days. I just want you, not about you, Pete, not about your Hall of Fame.
Apologize.
Radio career. No, but here's the thing. I'm just trying to say thank you, but it's weird because it's Tuesday.
Right.
So.
Right. I'd pace yourself.
Yeah, like, Mike, so Friday, you got to leave at least 3 seconds for me to say goodbye.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, let's pace ourselves. It's Tuesday. We'll get to Friday. It's like going to the party. You just got to make sure you're good for staying up till New Year's.
Yeah, plus we all know you're going to call it sick on Friday, so ooh, get it out of your system now.
You know me well. Could you imagine? My stomach hurts.
Yeah,
it's
Wednesday.
A big send-off.
Congestion.
I did that Tuesday through Thursday. I'm good. Yeah, no. But look, like I said, so we're gonna talk some sports here. We're gonna talk a little wrestling. You know, Raw. Did you watch Raw last night?
Yes.
I'm gonna get into that a little
later
on.
Yes, I did.
You didn't
twice.
Watch Raw. You watched highlights of Raw, knowing you.
Yes.
Well, for those that don't realize, Andrew Bogus is not a wrestling supporter or fan, but you're not a hater though, right?
I'm not a hater.
Were you, when you were a kid, were you ever a fan?
Well,
of
course, yes.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
I was an easy mark for Hulk. I mean, the '80s. That was who else were you supposed to like?
Did you ever go to like a live wrestling show?
You know what? I don't think I did.
Never. Okay.
No, I don't think I did. Now my brother, who's 5 years younger than me, still loves it. And my dad, like they'll go to like Ring of Honor shows, like Elks Lodge things. Like my brother goes to signing events and stuff like that. My brother's all in.
God, he must love that. I work with you, and you work with me. He's got a mock out for me every day.
I came here to CBS from SiriusXM, where I hosted shows with Kenny Anderson, college coaches, NFL players. Couldn't have cared less. Right over their head, my dad and my brother. I mentioned you, jaws drop.
People falling
questions,
down at the party.
What's he like?
Yeah. Is he really 6'1"?
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Right?
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, is it really like, did they actually still... Like, what's he like?
No, they've moved on. It's been a long 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And then you realized, and then you told him he's actually a real douche. You know, he's a heel.
What I haven't told him yet is that you're leaving, so I don't want to ruin Christmas for them. So I'm going to let this delicately play out and see if I can get past Christmas before letting them know
that our relationship
is ending.
I got people on social media, they're saying, like, because I put out a tweet, they call the show if you like and talk about wrestling or talk about sports, whatever. A lot of people are thinking, old school Taz show? A lot of people are tweeting that. So, no, it's not the old school Taz show. It's not. You know, it's not. But we have live phone lines, and I'm still here. We had live phone lines on the original Taz show, so, and I was there. So if you want to talk about wrestling, you can. That's the point. 855-212-4227. You know, I used to give the number out disjointed, too. That was my other thing.
Yes.
That was a big thing with me. It got over.
855-2.
Right, and then a 1-2-4-2-2-7. Yeah, really throw people off. Good way to get over the number, you know, so really make it confusing.
We want calls, but we're going to make it difficult to get them.
Take 10 minutes to figure out the number. Yeah. Wait, what did he say, John? He said 6-3-1.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the 10 numbers, not in order. The rest is up to you.
Where's that pen?
So I was thinking maybe we should have a Q&A for the next 4 days for people if they want to. What do you think, Pete? If they want to call in about my time here,
for
a four-day Q&A.
You're recording voicemail messages too here.
A four-day press conference.
Yeah. Is it your friend's birthday next week? Just call in and I'll say happy birthday.
What's Pete really like?
By the way, I text Mike yesterday, so I'm a little upset. A good friend of mine, Arturo, right? He's a guy I got. He's a cigar guy.
Okay.
And he's got some people in the cigar business, right? He lives in Tijuana. But he's got a guy up in Connecticut, okay, who sends me cigars sometimes. So they send a package here to the station, a care package for me, 3 weeks ago. I have not received this package. And I said to Mike, what's up with the package? Mike goes, I have no idea. Mike. What are we going to do about this package? I need these cigars.
Well, I just found out yesterday that a package was being sent, so I'll do some research in the mailroom today when they get in.
What about, does David hold packages?
There's a possibility that maybe somebody took it and put it back there. It's not in my cubicle. It's
very small.
Is it
in a Taz mailbox?
It could possibly be there.
You wouldn't have looked there?
Dude, this
I got it. I got to stand by.
Go take a look. Yeah, Andrew's going to take a look in the Taz mailbox. That's a gigantic mailbox, as Andrew Bogus leads the studio. This is what we do. It's a working room. And
I'm Andrew Bogus.
Yeah, I got a problem, Mike. I feel like someone might have took this box.
Yeah, there's definitely a possibility.
People are stealing mail here?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Is that not like a law?
No, a federal offense,
exactly.
They probably smelled the box and like, maybe I should take
this
home.
The box would smell.
Probably had a nice cigar smell.
Well, because these are some expensive stogies in there. And like, so Bogus is checking the mailbox. Now, he better bring like a broom, because my mailbox has got tons of cobwebs on it. I haven't looked in there in ages, and you, Mike, have just put books in there.
Yeah, it's been a library.
It's just books and books and books and more books. It's like I need Lever Bates from AEW to come check it out. And Peter Avalon. Whoa!
He's got it.
Whoa! Celebratory music in 3, 2, 1. Maybe not music. Wow. Dude, that was in there?
That was in there from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay, let's not give out the everything, all the information.
I didn't give out the street.
You're an open book. I know how you are. You're like hot take. You shoot Jones. Relax. Okay, hand it over. Why is this not bigger? That's not many cigars.
It's not a lot. It's also dated December 6th, so it's been sitting back there for a while.
That's what the guy said to me. Thank you, sir.
And again, with all due respect to Mike, why would he check his mailbox but not yours?
I don't know why, Mike. In all due respect,
you found out yesterday that they were coming. So moving forward, I guess, for the next 4 days, I'll make sure to check your mailbox.
You don't need to. Don't worry. Anything. We're good.
It don't matter. I'm not getting any more mail.
You got a lot of books back there, too, Tess.
Funny what you just talked about as we were scat tackle rattling. Who's doing who's doing updates here? We got Heller coming up?
Yes, Connor Benji Heller's here today.
Brad Heller. Okay, I remember his name. Oh, this is a guy I'll never talk to once I'm out of here. That's for sure. Anybody, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't dislike the guy, but I'll never talk to that guy again. If I saw him about to get hit by a bus, I might yell, "Hey Heller, heads up."
He'd yell Benji and he wouldn't turn around. He wouldn't think it was
Damn,
for him.
That guy was a nice guy. But otherwise, I'm not really going to contact Heller. 855-212-4227. We're going to talk about Monday Night Football game where the Colts didn't show up, but the Saints did. Drew Brees, massive milestone. And if you want, we're going to talk a little bit about Monday Night Raw a little bit, too. A lot going on here. Taz with Andrew Bogus. We'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, it's unbelievable. And if you're on hold, we'll get to your calls in a second. Just chill. I'll get to you. You know, I can't find my my pass, my computerized, digitized, electrolyzed pass to get inside the building through security. I've been here 2 years. I get in the building, and now it's gone. And I made the announcement yesterday. I'm leaving the show, and I'm leaving at the end of the week. And now I can't find my pass.
It's not a coincidence.
Wow. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So we'll get into talking about the Saints and the Colts here in a little bit. Talk about Drew Brees in a bit. Talk about Monday Night Raw. We'll talk about Josh Gordon being banned indefinitely by the NFL. We'll get into all that. But right now, it's probably a great time in the show. Excuse me. Where we have Heller.
Right, baby Heller.
Brad Heller, welcome. You're going to do your latest sports update here. You ready?
Hi, Taz. I'm ready.
You heard the news.
I'm sad to hear it.
What's that? Oh, I'm gone? I'm leaving? Bailing out of here? Nah,
yeah.
Don't worry about it, bro. It's all good.
We've bonded over the last couple of years.
I mentioned before the break about a bus. If you were going to get hit by a bus, I'd yell.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that was...
but
that's fine, too.
All right, well, anyways, we'll talk about it the rest of the week.
Okay. You guys have already been talking about the game, Monday Night Football.
No, we haven't.
No, you haven't.
Bradford Heller. We were talking about me for the first segment. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
All right.
Well, that's all right. But read your script. Continue.
Got it.
That was nice. Okay.
Monday Night Football was a blowout, but Drew Brees still gave us reason to watch last night.
The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, drops back 7, throws a soft pass in the end zone, backpedaling catch, touchdown, it's grabbed by Hill, that's it, that's the record. Drew Brees is thrown for more touchdown passes than any quarterback in professional football history.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Brees passing Tom Brady and Peyton Manning with his four touchdown passes. The Saints crushed the Colts 34-7 in New Orleans. The record is now 541, but head coach Sean Payton says you better just write it in pencil.
It's a fluid record, though. I mean, there's still, you know, another quarterback in New England who's, so that'll go back and forth as long as those two are playing. But I think, you know, he looks at, are we just like I would, are we operating where we need to be when these games become, continue to get more and more important?
Yeah, as the Saints head towards the playoffs, they're tied with the Seahawks, the Niners, and the Packers for best record in the NFC at 11-3. Brees also setting the single game record for completion percentage, going 29-30. The Saints also claimed corner Janoris Jenkins off waivers from the Giants. The Colts, by the way, have lost four in a row, and they are officially eliminated from playoff contention.
I got my pass. I found it.
All right, everybody relax.
Hang on.
Task and come back all tomorrow. Right.
You notice my pass? There's no pick. Look at that. Explain what that looks like. No photo.
It's like Back to the Future. You're fading away into...
All right.
Yep. Okay, sorry. Back to you, Benj.
All right. Seahawks receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely again for violating the league's policies on PEDs and abusive substances. It's his fifth suspension in 8 years. NBA and the Mavericks snapped the Bucks' 18-game winning streak. The final in Milwaukee, 120-116. They did it without Luka Doncic. Here's head coach Rick Carlisle.
The real key of the game was the beginning, and we had to jump into it very aggressively, and the guys did. This is a great team, and it's a great first quarter team, and we knew that, and we knew we had to at least match it and try to exceed the energy that they come out with every night.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Sorry about the. I'm chucked. I apologize. I thought my mic was on. No,
are you okay?
I'm great. Continue. I barrel through.
Great. Kristaps Porzingis and Seth Curry each scored 26 points. Giannis 48 in the loss. The Rockets, they rallied from 25 down to beat the Spurs 109-107, the biggest comeback in franchise history. The Thunder were down 26, and they rallied to beat the Bulls 109-106. From baseball, the Brewers signed outfielder Avisail Garcia, 2 years and $20 million. The Reds giving pitcher Wade Miley 2 years and $15 million. The big NHL trade from yesterday, the Devils sending former MVP Taylor Hall to the Coyotes for three prospects and two draft picks. Kansas is the fifth different number one team in the college basketball AP poll this season. North Carolina dropped out of the top 25 for the first time in almost 6 years. I'm done. I'm done.
Bradford Heller.
My partner, Andrew.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
No, I just be staring at
you. Gave
me
the signal.
It was weird. I had something to talk to Andrew about offline, but it's no problem.
Do you want me to keep going while you tell him?
No.
Okay.
No. I want you to continue with your script. You done?
I'm done.
You just aggravated me. Okay.
Great.
It's great talking to you.
All right, Taz.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit, buddy. Good having you.
Tobias Heller.
All right, that's the Heller. Let's go out to Baltimore, Crab Country, Charm City, as they call it. Let's talk to Keith. Listen, on radio.com. Hey, Keith, you're on with Taz and Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing real good.
What's up, man?
Not much. So I'm glad you're talking a little bit about wrestling. While I don't follow the sport now,
right,
when I did when I was a kid, it was all about the Von Erichs. Growing up in Texas, there was a family called the Von Erichs
that
you're probably familiar with.
Yeah, of course. Yep, Fritz Von Erich was the dad, the main guy, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and so just recently an article came out in Texas Monthly that described, you know, the growth of the family into wrestling royalty, and
sure,
a lot of great stories about the complex in Dallas and how Fritz started it and what it took. I just want to know if you had any experience with them or what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, no, hey, Keith, yeah, man, appreciate that, dude, no doubt. The Von Erichs, and we appreciate the call, Keith, thank you. The Von Erichs, like you said, the legacy of their family, there's no doubt about it. They're royalty in wrestling, to use your words, and you're exactly right. They've also, unfortunately, had a lot of tragedy in their family with several of the sons, you know, leaving us very early and passing away. They've had a lot of tragedy. Probably, for a good chunk of time, the biggest star of the Von Erich family was Kerry Von Erich, you know, who ended up being the Texas Tornado in the WWF back in the day. And tremendous physique, tremendous athlete. They all were tremendous stars throughout Dallas, and then in Japan, they had a lot of success too. I wrestled, so my experience, I never wrestled in the Sportatorium in Dallas for the Von Erichs when they were running it world class. So a lot of big, you know, famous wrestlers, for those that maybe don't know the Von Erichs, they'll know Stone Cold Steve Austin or Booker T, guys like this. They all got their start
down there in Dallas in the Sportatorium while the Von Erichs were doing their thing. You know, Fritz Von Erich is the dad who basically was the head of the whole family. Kevin Von Erich wrestled barefoot. Kevin Von Erich was, I think, the second or third oldest son, and he's still with us, and his sons wrestle. Now, Kevin, I wrestled years ago, and we did not have a good match, and it was not on mainstream TV. It was on a small independent show. Believe it or not, in Brooklyn, I'm wrestling Kevin Von Erich, which is weird. I was a Tasmaniac barefoot, and he was barefoot. So the promoter's like, oh, you're both a barefoot. Okay, that sounds like a great reason to book us. So I wrestled him, and it was like I felt like I owed him money. The punches he would hit me with, he was just like clubbing me. And I'm like, all right, I guess we're going to have a real fight. And that's kind of how the match went. It sucked. So whenever a match turns into something like that, they usually stink. It's not entertaining. So that's
because
that
he was angry at you?
No.
Where did that come from?
It's not about anger. It's just sometimes that's how guys, especially back in the day, they would work what we call snug. They'd work stiff, work a little more physical. Okay. And it just was we protected, you know, you kind of like protected the industry. So if you're sitting in the front row and you're like, well, I thought this was all fake. And you're watching these two guys like drill each other in the back, in the head or the forehead with punches. And you're like, dude, he just hit him. Like, that's why. It's protecting the business. You're really taking the shots, though.
Right.
Know? So he was a little more aggressive than most guys were. That's my point.
I guess, so here's my novice question then. He has, or you have enough leeway to make the fight go like that?
Well, it depends where you work.
Okay.
But if you work for the WWE, no. Like, okay. If you do that, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. Like, and you'll get the locker room not want to wrestle you. So it's a good question, but you know what? But when you're working, like I said, this wasn't for a big company. You're working on the independent scene. You're working for smaller-time stuff. And he had years under his belt. He had more experience than me at that time. You can get away with that. Yeah, you can. It's just, but you know, as long as you're not trying to injure the guy, you know, everybody wants to make money. So
right.
You don't want to hurt each other. But you know, that generation, we all wanted to be tough guys, and we felt like we were tough guys, so you got to be able to take a shot here and there. His sons, actually, the gentleman I'm talking about that I wrestled, his sons both wrestle. I'm talking about Kevin. His sons both wrestle currently. His Marshall Von Erich is one of them, and I think the other one is Ross Von Erich. They're third generation Von Erich. So, yeah, they're both, one of them played football at one of the bigger Texas schools, and I think it might have been
what a
Ross.
Great name.
Yeah, their last name is Von Erich. Well, their real last name is Atkinson. It's not Raw. It's not Von Erich.
Oh, really?
Completely gimmick Jones. Yeah, so the Von Erich name was, did you know that, Pete?
Yeah.
No, thanks. So
good.
Hey, don't get hot. Relax. You're getting a little tense. Yeah, but
apologize.
All right, no problem. It's no problem. Yeah, but anyways, one of them played football at one of the bigger Division I Texas schools. I think it was Ross Von Erich, who'd be David Ross Atkinson was his real name.
David Michael Ross Atkinson.
Oh, that's his real name? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, you found it? Okay,
yeah.
So yeah. Do you know where he played?
I'm looking for that now.
All right, in the meantime,
they wrestle together now.
I just said that. MLW they wrestle, right?
Is Von Erich 3G.
Oh, what the? They were, because their dad's involved too. Kevin's involved too.
Yeah.
Because they live in, he moved to Hawaii, Kevin Von Erich. Did you know that, Pete?
Yeah.
All right. So,
I did.
He's amazing. I don't know. I don't know what 2021 or 21 or 22 is going to hold for you, but if it doesn't involve Pete as your straight man, just sitting next to you going, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be
fact checking. No,
he was going to be, but after the last two questions, he's out.
I apologize.
Let's go out to New Jersey and talk to Moose's friend, John from Jersey.
He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
Well, John, that jingle's not going to last long, my friend. That shelf life is expiring.
Yes, I know. I'm not your friend, Tess.
No, I'm busting chops. You are. How you doing, buddy? What's going on, man?
No, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to really miss listening to you guys in the morning. You
really?
Guys,
nice.
It was fun, and it was good shtick, man. Really, and I seriously do wish you the best. I really do.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it. I wish you the best. I really do. That's really nice of you. I don't wish the best to your team called the New England Patriots. That I don't wish the best to. But you personally,
I kind of figured that.
You personally, no, I do wish you the best, though, dude. Really, I do. And you're a passionate sports fan. You're a sharp guy. You're a smart guy. I mean, I don't know of anyone who travels as much to you to go see your teams play on a regular basis. God bless you. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you. So, I mean, just like we're talking wrestling on the show this morning, if I end up speaking to you on the Taz show at some point, maybe we'll have to talk football on the Taz show.
Oh, that's happened before, and I have no problem with that, amigos. John, were you ever like a big wrestling fan or not really?
Oh, my God. Dude, absolutely.
Really? Like when? So, yeah. Who was your favorite wrestler when you were coming up?
Well, look, I was always kind of drawn to the Hulk, obviously, but I liked, as a little kid, my favorite wrestler was Chief J. Strongbow, because I used to love the way he danced around the ring.
Yeah.
So, I used to be on every morning, Saturday mornings, 11 o'clock.
Are you familiar with Jules Strongbow?
I remember Jules Strongbow. I remember, was there another Strongbow?
I think there was another Strongbow. Pete would know. Pete, who was the other Strongbow? I don't know. Who was the other one?
Was Billy White Wolf?
Billy White Wolf. Was he in WWF?
Yes.
What them guys?
I think he ended up being General Adnan.
No.
And you were talking,
I didn't know. Look at that. I didn't know that.
And you were talking, you know, the Von Erickson, world class wrestling.
Yeah.
Remember, they used to have that show on cable here in New York, like Saturday nights, 11 o'clock. You used to see it from the Sportatorium. And actually, when the Ultimate Warrior was down there, is the Dingo Warrior.
Dingo Warrior. Look at John from Jersey.
The
bringing
Dingo
some grass.
Warrior.
He was the Dingo. Remember the
Did you know
Warrior?
That, Pete?
He did know that. Most
I did.
He knew that.
I knew he knew that. Yeah. No, you'd have to be like a pretty steady wrestler fan to know that. Yeah, the Dingo Warrior was the Ultimate Warrior. And he was huge back then, physically, like muscular. Yeah, he was. But, you know, now, you know, that Sportatorium also, I don't know, John, if you ever, a few years after that, after the whole Von Erich craze down there, then they had Global, GWF, which was on ESPN, I want to say, almost like every day. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually never watched it at the time, but would see it in the reruns on ESPN. I'm like, wow, that's the Sportatorium.
That's right. You could tell the Sportatorium. Now, I never worked there, like I said, but I Stone Cold Steve Austin's my boy. We're tight for a long time, and he's been on my podcast a few times, and I talked to him about the Sportatorium because he came up through there. And basically, what I heard from him and other guys who've wrestled there a lot, it basically sounded like it just smelled. It was a stink fest. Like, it smelled like stale beer and, like, hot dog. But that real arena smell, you know, that kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, it was an old, like, when I came up in ECW in Philadelphia, that's how the ECW arena was back then. Now it's the 2300 arena, and it's this beautiful, fancy Dan place. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Things happen.
I mean, wrestling is a lot different than it used to be. Now it's just more. I mean, it's more of a show now.
And then it
used to just be just pure wrestling. There were no, you know, there wasn't the shtick or the storylines the, you know, like all the, you know, the behind the scenes or whatever, locker room stuff. It was just you watched the matches on TV. It was
You're right. But things had to change like that because of evolution and how people pull content in. And Vince McMahon was the spearhead of that. I will tell you this, John, like from an athletic perspective of wrestlers, like these guys and girls today are actually much better athletes than my generation or the generation before me. That I'll promise you. They're unbelievable athletes today, like tremendous.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you are, look, and everybody has their opinion of wrestling and whether it's fake or it's this or it's that. I say it all the time. And if I was in the ring for 10 seconds doing what you guys do, they'd pick me up with a spatula.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard a pretty big spatula. You're not a little guy. Probably a huge spatula.
That would have to be a heavy duty one of the cast iron, that type of.
Maybe ones that they have like a backhoe, you know?
Yeah, yes, a crane to get my fat ass off the mat.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
But I mean, look, the athletes in wrestling are just absolutely incredible.
Yes. Well, and you are incredible, John. And I'll tell you what, I appreciate you calling, saying that you're going to miss me. I'm going to miss you. You can call tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday and say the same thing if you like. It's no problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to call because the Moose will be back. I have to call.
No, he won't.
No,
he won't. He'll be back the following week. He won't be back.
Oh, the Moose is not down the rest of the that's all right.
No, he's on vacation, but I think you could catch him on WFAN. So,
Yes, I've heard rumors to that fact, yes.
Right. So, anyway, John, appreciate you, dude. You know what I mean? And talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, brother.
Thanks, man. So that's John from Jersey. And we're going to go to break. Outside of break, we'll take some more phone calls. We got to get into this whole thing about the whole about Drew Brees and his milestone. Like I said, we got to talk about Josh Gordon being banned from the NFL indefinitely for PEDs. We'll get into all of that Andrew, I'm Taz, 855-212-4227. Good little Monday Night Raw chatter. We'll do that too. Taz with Andrew. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
No, it's Taz and Andrew Bogus. But hey, yeah, hello. So yeah, here's the deal, right? So we got to get a little update from, we didn't do this yesterday, from the esteemed board operator, Andrew. That's Pete Bilotti, Pete the Body.
Hi.
Hello, sir. I know you love being on radio, so congratulations. So here's the thing. You had Chef Mike had a food delivery on
Correct.
Friday. How did it, because you won the bet. How did it go?
It was excellent. The food was great. He made Brussels sprouts. He made roasted chicken with some potatoes. And I tell you, the best part of the dish was the Brussels sprouts. He made it with a vinaigrette. It was excellent.
Really? How, can you tell me how he brought it? Did he bring it in like a silver platter with like a cover? How did he do it?
No. He brought it in two containers. And they had the Brussels sprouts in one and the chicken in another. And it was a very good lunch.
Wow.
I'm on a big Brussels sprouts kick.
We Me had the too.
Delicious ones at Thanksgiving, had the little chunks of bacon in it, some maple syrup.
I'm a big Brussels sprouts guy.
Had ones on vacation that it's like dried cranberries mixed in.
Never heard that one either. I'm a big chili sauce, like hot, that
okay,
looks like duck sauce.
Of course. Why would you not have something be high energy?
Dude, you're familiar. I'll tell you two spots. There's you familiar with this place, Roast? They make like sandwiches and stuff.
No.
Yeah, it's a place called Roast, and they make all this. I think it's a little bit of a franchise, I think. They have Brussels sprouts that are delicious as a side dish. Believe it or not, they have a sandwich, like a roast beef.
Okay. Where is it?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the United States. I know there's a couple on Long Island that I know.
Well, that's where I live, so who cares about the rest
of
the United States? Yeah.
Roast, like roast beef. But they do a good Brussels sprout. And there's another...
Roast Sandwich House.
Yeah, so look at their Brussels sprouts. Maybe you can read the ingredients. There's some kind of a pine nut. Put a two in there, I think. Or some kind of a nut.
Can you confirm that, Pete?
Good nuts.
So, there is the other one. What's the other? Is it Chipotle? Somebody else has a side dish.
Chipotle does not have Brussels sprouts.
Somebody has
the place across the street sometimes does. Dig in.
Oh, yes, they do, sir. I remember that. They do. Actually, really good.
Well, there's a roast in Mineola. That's right by me.
Oh, there you go. We'll plug Jones. So check it out. They have good food. It's pretty good. It's not different than like a deli sandwich than Boar's Head, but it's a little different, but it's good. It's not El Cheapo either. It's pretty good. The other thing, speaking of food, I'm a little concerned. Before I get to the phone calls here, everybody hang on. We'll get to you guys. 855-212-4227. And we'll do a Raw update in a little while. We'll talk about Drew Brees. Talk about
this
Josh Gordon.
Delicious.
Talk about everything. I'm a little concerned, Andrew, Mike, Pete. I'm a little concerned. I don't want a party. I don't want you guys, I don't want like a surprise on Friday where you guys get everybody from the company together, send off Jones. I don't want that.
But I mean you do.
No, I don't.
Forget, Pete, he's not about send-offs. This is not about him.
Right.
This is why we're only doing 4 days of it, not a full week, because okay. This is about low-key,
right, low-key
humble,
Jones. Right.
Self-deprecating right. City.
I already got a caterer.
No, I don't want Chef Mike bringing food. He's done enough for us. He's a great man.
That was my caterer.
I don't want anything. I'm not just
He's
that.
He's already prepping right now. There's no turning back.
I don't need a last supper. My career's only going to flourish
once
I'm out of here.
It'd be breakfast.
So, I'm just telling you. I'm going to keep on flourishing. I promise you. That's my deal here. I just don't want to. I don't want, I want to go out. I want to go out because, I'm going out on my terms, so I want to go out the right way.
You don't want me to sing the party's over?
No.
Well, that's going to happen. I'm going to overrule you here, Taz. I'm sorry. Pete's going to sing.
I'm going to sign off, and then I'm going to be out of here by 55. That's the gimmick.
Okay, but that's a regular day. That doesn't really...
Ding.
Okay.
Yes, that's what's
happening. A little
late. Yeah. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. But please, Mike, I know how you are, and I don't want people throwing parties for me.
I'll see if I can cancel it. We had to put a down payment on it. I don't know if it's refundable.
That's the thing.
Are they I'm sure the newsroom is all chattering happy that we're going to give Taz a send-off, right? It's not like a big party. I don't want it. Like, I really
He's
don't
leaving!
No. All right.
Finally!
The thing is, the party will happen once I've gone.
Right.
Like, everybody's going to come in for the weekend. And
everybody.
A conga line, everything. Oh. Turn off, I'll have congas.
Tied the party.
No one will be afraid of making any noise in the morning.
The beast is gone.
Where's Taz sitting today?
Yeah.
Where can we be loud?
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen, baby. You guys are going to party when I'm gone. That's fine. That's fine. Dance on my grave. I don't care. I have no interest in partying with any of you people, okay? That's how I am. All I care about is the listening audience, that they download the Taz show. That's all that matters. That's all that really matters. All right,
Taz, your life.
Let's go to Florida, talk to Joel. Listen on Sirius XM 206. Hey, Joel, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Man, Taz, it's great to hear you doing a little wrestling talk. I loved your days in ECW.
Thank you, buddy.
Used with RVD and Sabu, and then you debuted for WWE at the Garden. How awesome. But I want to ask you, you know, I got two things. What are your thoughts on AEW and how it's progressing so far and some of the stuff that you're seeing there? Is it better, in your opinion, to have that alternate product than what just the WWE is putting out? Or what are your thoughts on AEW?
Joel, thanks for asking.
I'm a fan of AEW. I think what they're doing is excellent. I've also worked for them a little bit here and there, as you know. So I know those guys behind the scenes, and I knew a lot of them before they became EVPs, from Cody and stuff like that, and Kenny Omega. Obviously, Chris Jericho and I have a long history. He's not an EVP, but you know what I mean. Tony Khan, I've gotten to know, and everybody else, and a lot of the production people I've worked with in TNA or WWE. So I know a lot of the people there. So I'm always rooting for them. But as someone who covers the business from the business, as you're asking, Joel, I think it's great for wrestling. Just look at the ratings, Joel, on Wednesdays with NXT. Oh, you know what I mean? And no, but NXT's numbers, along with AEW, they're both, I don't know, the average can range from 700,000 views each to whatever, a million, just give or take in between there. That's two different shows, dude, on a middle of the week, right? The middle of the week, people are watching that. So competition is great for everything and everybody. So I think for that, it's going well. Now, as far as their evolution, I do think they still are working out a lot of kinks. They when you watch them on TV, and I can tell you this, Joel, from being there with them, when you watch it on TV, it looks as big as WWE. Agree?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, it does. They do a nice job. They show the crowd. It always looks full. It looks like everyone's having fun.
Right, you're exactly right. The thing is, they are production-wise, it's the same size. They have a lot of production people. They're production trucks, and Joel, appreciate the call, dude. But I will tell you, they don't have as many people that are running the company that Vince McMahon has. And why should they? They're so new. Vince's company's been around for, four decades? His father started, it goes back decades. What Tony Khan and company's doing is still so new. So they don't have as many cooks. They have a good amount of cooks in the kitchen, but not as many chefs in the kitchen as Vince would. So from that, they still have to work out some logistic business things. That's what they're having a problem with. So.
But I did see, maybe you retweeted this, that they'd sold 100,000 tickets
in 2019. That's correct. Wow, you're on top of these. You don't play games.
No, listen, I'm on Twitter for a reason.
That's right. You're learning. Yes. You're not a one-dimensional sports NARP. Right, so
I'm a NARP. Multi-dimensional, though. Multiple NARP bases.
So the thing is, man, I had a cigar last night because I put up the tweet.
It sounds like it.
And hadn't had a cigar in a few weeks, so I'm having a little bit of a lung issue. But I'm good. I just helped chuck
the lung. A sad cigar last night?
No, I had a celebratory cigar. Put out the announcement that I was leaving. That's good times, bro. You know what I mean? Good times. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have a sad one tonight.
Oh, San Trombone? No. You're kidding me? No, the thing is, though, about
the
100,000...
put out the flame.
100,000 tickets. They sold... that's a lot of tickets for a new company. They're just building. So, I don't think they're selling out their events as much as they were. But, I think you got to give them time. I mean, it's still a work in progress, They've spent a lot of money real fast, and I think maybe they slowed that down a little bit. So Tony Khan and his family are not billionaires, for no reason. They know how and when not to spend money.
Is the next step luring some big-ish name away from WWE?
Well, they've done that, and they need to do that again soon, in my opinion, to your point. They do. Or there's a guy right now, for example, on the independent scene named Marty Scurll, who was working for Ring of Honor, working a lot of independents, done some stuff with NWA. He's a guy that, is a guy
that's a young guy?
He's like 30 years old, but he's in his prime, and he's good friends with a lot of the EVPs there, and So I could see him eventually. He'd be a big name. Even though he's not coming from WWE, he's a big name in the business for real wrestling fans, true wrestling fans. Everybody on hold. We'll get to you here. I promise you. We'll just and we'll get to some chatter on the Saints, Drew Brees, Josh Gordon. We'll get to that. I'll talk about Raw in a little bit. It's Taz with Andrew. Be right back.